Welcome to this demo. We will have a deep dive of the setup of the continuous integration and continuous deployment in Parse Unlimited MRP. So an overview of the task we'll perform today. We will set up a Visual Studio team project, provision a dev and prod environment for the Linux machines. We will create a continuous integration build, and we will create a release definition, which is the continuous deployment build. So in Visual Studio Team Services, I will create a new project, and we will name it Parse Unlimited MRP Setup Demo. We want it to be a Git version control. Now that our project is created, I will navigate to it. So this is the Parse Unlimited MRP project I just created. I will go into code. And I will copy the clone URL for this repository. Now at the command prompt, I will clone that repository, and I will just specify the name again just to be sure it's the name. But by default, it's going to be the name of the repo. Okay, I have a warning here because there's nothing in the repo, in the remote repository. What we will do there, we have the zip file with all the files that we need. I will just copy all that, extract this to my repository I just created. Okay, let's go back to a command prompt. Now I will go into my directory. I will add all the file I just extracted. And I will also need to commit those files. There we go. And I need to push all those files back to VSTS. So basically, when we commit, all the files are into our local repository, and then we need to push the change back into Parse Unlimited. So while it's doing this, now I need to go into my Parse Unlimited demo. I will need to reach the setup script. Environment and the setup environment. So I need to provide the subscription name. So that's the subscription name in Azure that you want to deploy to. And you need to choose a unique DNS prefix for the virtual machines. So in my case, I would call them Parse Unlimited MRP DevOps setup. I need to log in into the account. I will also need to enter my password after that. So you can see that the template is valid. It will be deploying to Azure for the dev environment and the production environment. So basically, it will create the Linux machine and all the necessary resources in Azure to support Parse Unlimited MRP. If I go back, I can see that my branch has been pushed. And if I go into Visual Studio and I refresh here, I can see that I have all my code. Okay, so now I need to create a build, a CI build for the continuous integration, and I will do that by clicking the new definition. I will choose an empty definition and click next. The repository is linked. It is linked to the repository setup demo that we just created on master branch. That will be a trigger. I want a continuous integration, so I check this checkbox, and also the agent queue will be hosted. So in there, we will add three Gradle step. So the first one would be the integration service. Integration service. We will browse the Gradle wrapper for that. Source, backend, integration service, Gradle W. There's no GUnit test for this component, so we will uncheck that. We don't need to publish the test result to the STS. In advance, the working directory will be the one of the Gradle W file. We will go into the second one. The second one is the order service. So same thing apply here. We will browse the source, backend, order service, and go reach the Gradle W file. Same thing here again, copy the working folder. We will keep the publish to TFS and team services checkbox here because this component contains GUnit tests that will be run as part of the CI build. And in advance, the working directory is the one I just copied. The last step is the clients component, which is the web frontend part of this solution. So I will check. Get the Gradle, same thing. No unit test to run on this one also. And the working directory is source client. Okay, now that I have the compilation for all the three components, I need to also add steps to copy and publish artifacts. I have two artifacts that I want to publish. The copy route will be the build source directory variable. The content will be all files under build libs which are jar or war file. The artifact name will be named dropped and is a server artifact type. The other one is also, the copy route is also the source directory of the build, the variable. And the content this time is everything under the deploy folder. The artifact name would be deploy, and the artifact type will be server. Okay, so that's for the build step. We will go into the triggers just to make sure that, yes, the CI is really checked. So this means it's a CI build, and also it referred to the master branch. In general, I just want to make sure that the agent queue is ready to host it. This is what we chose at the beginning. And we will save that build definition. It will be named parts unlimited MRP CI. Press OK. What I can do is I can queue a build right away. So it will build into the background while we create a release build. So we will create the release build here. So again, to create the release definition, the CD build, we will click the new definition. We will choose an empty one. Click next. So we will, the artifacts is of type build. We are depending, or the source for this continuous deployment build is the Parts Unlimited MRPCI we just created. We will say that it's a continuous deployment, and I will click correct. So the first environment is the dev environment. I will also just name the definition to Parts Unlimited MRPCD. Now I will add two build tasks. Under utility, I will go get the PowerShell script, and I will add two of these. The first one is for, it's to configure the application performance management. So what we will do is we will point to the default working directory for the Parts Unlimited MRPCI, the artifact that we have, the deploy artifact, and we will get the set APM in drop partial script. For the argument, this script take an instrumentation key, and you can see that between dollar sign and parentheses we have instrumentation key. So this is a variable that we will define a little bit later. For the second one, we would call that deploy MRP using SFTP and SSH through PowerShell. Same thing as with configure APM, the script path will be the default working directory in the deploy artifact, and we will target the SSH MRP artifacts PowerShell script. So for the arguments, there's quite a few arguments in there. So the SSH target, which is the host name of the Linux machine, SSH user, the admin username, and SSH password, which is the password for the admin user. For this task, I want to uncheck the fail on standard error, because I don't want the task to fail if there's any garbage warning being sent. So now I will configure the variable for this environment. So we have a SSH target, SSH user, SSH password, and we also have instrumentation key. We'll create the production environment and get back to the variables, and we will set them a little bit later when the provisioning is done. So to clone the environment, I just click on there and the ellipses and choose clone environment. This time I want the pre-approval of a specific user. For the case of this demo, it's going to be me, but usually you will choose people inside your organization to accept and approve your build. The rest is by default, so I will create it. I will rename that CRUD. So everybody is deploying to Azure this morning. It's a little bit longer than usual. What we will see, we will say first that definition for the release pipeline. I'll just take a look at my CI that just ran. I can see that it works successfully. If I go click on it, you can see that I have all my test results, the artifacts that I wanted to create the drop and deploy are in there. You can see all my artifacts for the deploy package and also the drop integration order and also the client's website. So if I go back to my release definition, markpcd, I will edit the definition. Edit definition back. The trigger for this continuous deployment build is set to be the Parts Unlimited MRP CI build, and the artifacts also is Parts Unlimited MRP CI. So that means that when Parts Unlimited CI produce artifacts, they will be linked automatically to this release definition, and automatically will create a new release, and the creation of those releases automatically trigger the continuous deployment build. Go back to the environment, configure variables. So since the deployment to Azure takes very longer than expected, I will go fetch the dev environment information from the Azure portal itself for the dev environment. So if I go into my resource group Parts Unlimited MRP Dev, I will see that I have my virtual machine in there. I will copy the DNS name of that machine, go back to the target here. I will keep only the DNS name for it. So Parts Unlimited MRP DevOps setup. The SSH user, this is Azure user, and the password, I know it by heart, and I will click the lock icon to say it's a secret. The instrumentation key, I will go into the portal again, go into Application Insight, Site Properties. I will copy the instrumentation key from here and paste it here. So this is for my dev environment. If I go to my production environment, okay, so we can see that the detail for the dev and prod environments are there. I will copy the hostname for the production environment from here. Just go into the variables. So the target is the prod environment. I said this is Azure user. The password, and I need the instrumentation key for the prod environment. There you go. This is a secret. I click OK. Save the definition. OK again. Now I can create a new release from the CI build I triggered a little bit earlier. I will create that. So this will initiate the release to my dev environment of the artifacts created by the CI build. This will take a couple of minutes to perform, so we will not wait, but you saw previously how the whole workflow works, but this is how you set up your CI and CD build to create your release pipeline.